PIM Eyes. Hemos hablado de PIM Eyes. Esta es una aplicación que está pensada en la inteligencia artificial. Tenemos a un profesor que es el director de este proyecto. ¿Qué es PIM Eyes? Es un mecanismo de búsquedas de caras online. Va rapidísimo por todo el internet hasta que encuentra relaciones de rostros, de ojos, que lo pueden llevar a usted a descubrir fotografías suyas o de quien usted quiera que están perdidas, olvidadas en las redes. Hay un experimento del propio New York Times con sus periodistas y fue bastante exitoso. Para don Rafael Manzano hay un plan gratuito para que ensaye PIM Eyes. Le permite realizar 3 búsquedas diarias, Rafael.
Con tres tengo más que suficiente.
Y luego, si se entusiasma, 27. Ya usted paga 29, 34 y 70 y pico. Uh-huh. Porque en las búsquedas al gratín, que son las que nos gustan, no le van a decir dónde están las personas. Pero si usted paga, le dan la dirección web de la persona que encontraron. Y esa es la primera pregunta. Entiendo la importancia de la aplicación, pero señor creador, director, además es un profesor de la Universidad Europea, Georgi Grobonitze, ¿a usted no le parece, agradeciendo esta entrevista, que está pasando la raya de la privacidad de la gente?
Good morning, Georgi. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And first of all, of course, we understand the importance of PIM Eyes as and the use that it could have for many people. But doesn't it worry you that perhaps you guys are passing the line of privacy with the access that PIM Eyes provides?
Thank you, first of all, for inviting me and providing me this opportunity to clarify what PIM Eyes is about and how PIM Eyes operates and works. And thank you for your question. As far as I understand totally that the technology possessed by our company is very controversial and it is subject of wide debate in society. However, let me explain, first of all, how PIM Eyes works to answer your question, because mostly the data gathered by PIM Eyes search engine, it is not a data that is used to track or identify any natural person, because the data processed, the index data processed by our search robots comes from only and only publicly available websites with respect of rules of these websites, which allow us to process the data further, and the purpose of the data gathering is to create a database based only on publicly available sources for service provision. Therefore, what our user gets as a result, it is the data about the photo websites that publish their photographs and that are publicly available. So considering the fact that on the one hand, we only work to find the photos which are publicly available on the website that does not require any types of permission to access the data. We do not crawl the social media, we do not crawl the restricted accounts, we do not crawl the website that require permission from the owner of the data subject. And on the other hand, PIMI's database does not contain any information which will be used or can be used technically or physically to identify a single person, because we do not identify people, but we identify the URL addresses. So it is a website search engine, and therefore my answer would be negative towards the aspect of privacy, because people can get, based on their search material, publicly available data. That's all what we provide.
Pues él quiere clarificar cómo trabaja y cómo funciona esta página. Por supuesto que entiende que sea una tecnología controversial, pero quiere explicar cómo funciona para poder responder la pregunta con respecto a la privacidad. Y nos dice que los datos que ellos utilizan están ahí disponibles en el internet. Ellos usan los datos no para identificar y rastrear una persona, sino que simplemente la información que ellos reciben viene de páginas públicas. Ellos tienen acceso a estas a estas páginas con el aval de las mismas y crean una base de datos basados en esta información que ya está disponible en Internet, que está disponible para todo el público. Así que considerando que, por un lado, solo se encuentran fotos que ya están ahí, que están disponibles, que no necesitan un permiso especial para acceder porque ellos no ingresan a páginas restringidas ni redes sociales que estén bloqueadas o a las que no puedan tener acceso. Simplemente PIMAIS usa esa información para no identificar a una persona, sino identificar la página, el URL. Eso es lo que ellos identifican y por eso así responde la pregunta de privacidad, porque ellos no están, digamos, rompiendo la privacidad de nadie ni violando la privacidad de nadie, porque son fotografías que simplemente ya se encuentran en la red de manera pública.
Y precisamente, ¿qué pasa cuando esta herramienta llega a las manos equivocadas? ¿No les preocupa que esté al alcance de todo el mundo sin ninguna medida de control?
And precisely, going a deep farther into this subject, doesn't it worry that it could reach the wrong persons, the wrong people's hands?
Oh, sorry, could you repeat the question? So the voice was coming with interruptions.
Does it worry you that this website, the use of your website, could reach the wrong hands, the wrong person that uses it for the wrong reasons?
Actually, our services might be abused as every service that is available on internet, because we can say that every technology and every type of internet service has its like pros and cons, and the conventional social media like Facebook, like Instagram are often abused. And for this example, I could say the case of the so-called Blue Whale game, which was launched in a Facebook by Russian-based users, and this so-called game led to suicide about a dozen of juveniles. So here is a question what we want to ask about the responsibility. So who should be responsible for such cases? The Facebook as a social media or the people who abuse the service? Of course, we are aware about it. And what we do is to implement a special rules and restrictions also on our website to prevent this abuse. And as one of the first step was to start monitoring accounts with suspicious activities. And during only the last month, we have already suspended more than 50 such accounts. And we also continue to cooperate with our partners and cooperate with different entities and companies also to prevent abusing or leaking the information from our database. We had already a case when the Telegram bot was invented that provided falsely our services, and that was an actual scam and fraud scheme, and so we had to block several Telegram bots, and that also was part of our new security protocols. However, I would like to ask you to take into the consideration the fact that we have just came in the company management for several months, and yes, we already started a lot of amendments, and in the future we will present another changes as well that will strengthen the accuracy and of our usage of our service, and will encourage our users to use the service for ethical purposes. We understand that only requests to use it in ethical manner will not work. So we are working to implement the certain measures that will help the users to use our tool for what it was initially designed. However, risks always exist when we speak about internet, and we can understand that we cannot, I would say, create 100% accurate tool. So that's how the nature of internet today exists. And so once something goes in internet, then it is forever. That's why we implemented a self-restriction rule and terminated, because in the past, the brand itself and not our company had the histories that they were crawling social media as well. So
let me
now
translate that really quickly, please. I'm so sorry. Yes. Dice yes. Que su servicio puede ser utilizado de una mala manera, así como todos los servicios que se prestan en internet. Cada tecnología tiene sus pros y sus contras, como Facebook, como Instagram, por ejemplo. Entonces nos dice que ahí surge la pregunta de quién debe ser responsable, si el que presta el servicio o el que abusa de este servicio que se está prestando. Por supuesto que hay reglas, hay restricciones en su página, pero ellos también creen que hay una responsabilidad del usuario. Ellos están trabajando para prevenir este abuso, primero monitorear a esas personas y cuentas sospechosas que ellos creen que están teniendo una actividad irregular. En el último mes nos dice que han suspendido más de 50 cuentas y están cooperando con los aliados y entidades y diferentes compañías para prevenir que se filtren esas informaciones de sus bases de datos. Así que nos dice que sí, obviamente se pueden presentar estos casos. Por ejemplo, nos dice que recientemente hubo un esquema de fraude que ellos bloquearon y ellos tienen estas medidas para poder contenerlas, pero estos cambios son recientes porque nos dice que lleva muy poco enfrente de la compañía, unos meses, y están tratando de promover estas medidas de seguridad para que cada vez esta herramienta sea usada de una manera ética y poderlo implementar de la manera correcta y para lo que fue diseñado originalmente.
Grace, vamos a preguntarle si de repente dentro de estas restricciones han considerado bloquear la búsqueda de imágenes de niños. Georgie, and perhaps among these restrictions that you were mentioning that you guys have you guys considered blocking the search of kids' images, of children's images?
So at this moment, we are working to find a solution for it because it is technically very difficult, not for only our engine, but for internet totally, because as far as, for example, our data search engine works based on the so-called fingerprints of faces or face geometry, what we call the scrap material, it is very difficult for them and for any type of search engine to distinguish the age of the image that is used. However, we are working on this, and in case of our services where we can identify our customers, that's for example the Protect package, we control this, and yes, once the images of children have been uploaded, we ask the question, but technically it is really difficult, and our technical team has been instructed to find solution for this case, as for any other controversial cases that might occur during development of the technology.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Georgie, and W Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you about your technology, about PIM Eyes.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your opportunity that gave to me.
Thank you. Están trabajando en una solución porque ahora mismo es muy difícil para el internet distinguir esta edad, pero por supuesto están trabajando en eso porque todavía no tienen esa habilidad de reconocer qué edad tiene la persona, pero nos dice que a pesar de esto sí están tratando de buscar una solución. Es una tecnología nueva, emergente, sabe que pues hay casos controversiales alrededor de ese uso tecnológico y por eso están ajustando esas medidas de seguridad.